senior LPGA champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tell us about the event. Talk to these guys.
Well, yeah. Started well today, which was good after yesterday. Hit the ball really well for the first five holes. Hit it really close. Unfortunately, my putter was pretty cold again, which didn't give me a great deal of confidence. And so I think I got to one under after six, but I'd missed three-footers early on. Oh, no, they weren't three-footers. That's not fair. No, three-four-footers early on. And no one was sort of coming at me, so you sort of lose your confidence a little bit on the greens. So then you get a little bit defensive, because if nobody's making birdies, you don't really... So it's quite a difficult thing leading by a few shots, because you're never quite sure what to do. If someone starts coming at you, then it's fine. Then you know you've got to, you know, just get out there and play. But when no one is doing that, you sort of think, oh, you get a bit defensive. And it felt very similar to when I played in Scotland the last time I won on the LET. I had the same thing. I had a five-shot lead going into the last round. And Gladys Nocera was playing, and you know, she didn't really put any pressure on me, so I did the same thing, and it's not a comfortable position to be in. And then I think waiting down the last tee shot was good. The shanked five iron was not too positive, I've got to be honest. It didn't give me a huge amount of confidence coming into the last the chip shot, but I just played a sensible shot. And once Michelle hadn't holed her third shot, I thought, well, even I can't mess this up.
Michelle, Trish, you won here a year ago. Did this feel different because it was their first major?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's easy to say, no, it's the same tournament. It's not the same tournament because it's the first senior LPGA major. So, yeah, it does. And, you know, mates are over there. Laura's had a good finish as well, which is great. And, you know, it's lovely when, you know, I really felt like I wanted to win this tournament. And as much for being a major... as being at French Lick, I wanted to sort of defend the French Lick title because I love this place, absolutely love it. And, you know, when you manage to do that, it's a weird thing. I said this morning, you know, you have to get in a position to be in contention, you've got these horrible nerves in your piteous stomach all the time, and it's horrible. And it's not enjoyable whatsoever. I don't care what anybody says, it's not enjoyable. So you just go through all of that to end up now where it's absolutely brilliant. But they kind of don't add up, the two things. So you've got to be miserable for however long to get to the lovely bit at the end. And it's always the same, you know, if you're in contention. But if you're not in contention on Sunday, then you don't have any nerves because you're not in contention, so it doesn't matter. So it's a bizarre feeling. But in truth, I'm just glad it's all over.
Despite a past success, I mean, how difficult was it to hang out a lead on this golf course?
I think today was made a little bit probably easier. Even though coming in I hit some really rank iron shots, I hit my driver well. And because I was hitting the driver so well and so far, I only had wedge shots in. It's quite difficult to mess up wedge shots, to be perfectly honest. I tried, to be fair, on 17. I played an amazing little pitch shot, chip shot on 17. It was in a horrible position and got up and down. And Michelle had hit a superb second shot into about 6 feet. And at that stage, if she birdies and I bogey, you know, there's a one shot in it. But as it turned out, we both made par. So, yeah, I mean, it's I feel very comfortable on this golf course, probably more so than most people. And I don't know why, because it's incredibly difficult.
Staying so close to where you went to school and to perform so well, I mean, what does all that mean to you?
I mean, it was fun. It was nice. I had a lot of people out there cheering me on, people that took days off to come watch me play. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
And how about this facility and this golf course?
Oh, they treat us great here. They always have, and for them to get the major here is really, really great for them. And it's great for us. Like I said, they treat us great. It's a great course. It's in perfect shape.
Kind of a beginning of a new era for women's golf.
I hope so. I hope so. Yep, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you can't play because you wouldn't be old enough to play at Chicago Golf next year. But I mean, just...
I am old enough. Yeah, I wish. You're being kind, but thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say, that event coming online next, and I'm sure, you know, all of you are looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good summer next summer, too, with this and that.
Michelle, if you don't mind, talk about your final rounds and just kind of the ups and downs, because there were some great moments on, you know, 11 and 12, and then it just...
I just hit two bad drives, and the one on 15 wasn't really a bad drive. It just caught the wind a little bit more than I thought, and... You know, I made it a double, and then on three, I don't think we were really looking in the right spot where my ball was. And, you know, I thought it happens out here. You get funny kicks. It's just the way it is. And I was proud of myself with how I recovered both times.
This final round today, the first major on this tour, I mean, how fun was it out there?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed playing with Trish, and it was fun to be out there with her. It was closer than it seemed, I think.
What was the need that you called the rules official?
I mean, I just wanted to make sure that because it was such a fine line on me standing on the cart path, I wanted him there so there were no mistakes to be made. That's what I would expect my players to do, so that's what I thought was the right thing for me to do.
Talk about your experience here at this event, first time, and what it was like to be a part of this.
It's just awesome. I'm so happy to be here, and then it's on the Golf Channel. I mean, playing with Lieselotte Neumann today and Carolyn Hill, you know, tournament winners, Hall of Fame. It's just incredible to be a part of it. And this facility is amazing, French Lick. I just love it here. Who'd have think this is in Indiana, right? You know, and I'm proud how I did because dealing with the cameras, I have playing experience, but I've never had that kind of experience, so I thought I held myself together pretty well, so I'm happy with how I finished.
Final round, a little bit of a grind, and then a little bump at the end, huh?
I played really good until the last two holes, but it's okay. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Where next for you?
I'm hoping to get in Toledo next week, the LPGA event. Mm-hmm. If not, I'm going to play in the Symetra event in Rochester.